Anita Poynter, one of the founding members of the Poynter Sisters, died over the weekend of cancer. She sang the lead in many of the group's biggest hits, like I'm So Excited. She was 74 years old, and Peer's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Before the awards, before the movie appearances, before the smash hit I'm So Excited, there was a sad, broken-hearted breakup song called Fairy Tale.
I'll pack up all my things and walk away.
Anita Poynter sang the lead and co-wrote the song with her sister Bonnie. And while other Poynter Sisters songs were indebted to jazz, Fairy Tale was, almost defiantly, country. The song earned them their first Grammy and got them an invitation to Nashville's famed Grand Ole Opry, which, according to Anita Poynter's own autobiography, led to protesters carrying signs that read, "Keep country, country." Their performance was such a hit, they ended up singing Fairy Tale three more times that night. Anita Poynter was born in 1948 in Oakland, California. By their commercial peak in the 80s, the Poynter Sisters proved themselves to be an agile group, with Anita singing lead on many of their hit songs, from the sensual Slow Hand,
I want a man with a slow hand,
to the bombastic I'm So Excited. In 1995, the Poynter Sisters were part of a nationwide tour of the Broadway classic Ain't Misbehavin' that included a solo Anita doing a rendition of Mean to Me.
You're mean to me.
In an NPR interview with the sisters promoting the tour, Anita was asked, how did it feel to be up there, on stage, by herself, without her sisters?
Great. It's something different and something new and exciting. It's nice to have some difference and not have to keep doing the same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing. And we have our moments together, and each one of us have, you know, our spotlights. And I think that's a really wonderful thing.
While we are deeply saddened by the loss of Anita, we are comforted in knowing she is now with her daughter, Jada, and her sisters, June and Bonnie, and at peace, read a statement from her family. Quote, "Heaven is a more loving and beautiful place with Anita there." Andrew Limbong, NPR News.